is brought to you by Joey's Pizza. Make your Friday even better with 25% off any small one-topping pizza. Just order online at joeyspizzabuffalo.com and click code WGR25 at checkout. With us now is Sam Panayotovich. We've known Sam for years now. He's famous for many things. We got to get the White Sox bats going. I know that because that's tailed off a little bit. It's getting late. It's getting close. Let's talk week one and some college stuff, college football with Sammy P. Sam, how are you? And thanks for joining us later on in the day than usual.
I always make time for Show Up in the Bulldog, as we know. And I appreciate Pizza Friday, but this is my first NFL Friday, essentially, like my first regular season, because the games were obviously on Sunday, at least for the Bears. This is going to be for me tonight when I get off work, Martini Friday, I think. Holy cow, we did a lot. Yeah, we did a lot today, guys.
Let's hear how you like it. So, please don't tell me you're talking about vodka.
Yeah, I'm going to do a vodka martini, dirty, extra dirty, probably three blue cheese olives.
We got an OG gin guy over here.
That's not a martini.
Sam, you don't know this about Mike?
There are martinis and there are vodka martinis. Right. How about that?
Right.
Didn't James Bond drink his with vodka?
No. Oh, no. In fact, Bond was a snob because he was famous for shaken, not stirred.
Right.
But if it's a good gin, that sort of bruises the gin. You don't want to do that. So always stirred. But vodka, I don't think it matters.
Okay. I can tell you my first experience with gin. We were on a plane. I was about 6 years old, and I thought it was Sprite, but it was my dad's gin. And I took that thing vertical at like 5 years old. I haven't had gin since.
That happened to my son in a restaurant once.
That is a tough one.
He asked for Sprite, and he got gin and tonic, and it doesn't taste quite right. And I took a sip. Like, I know why.
There's liquor in here, son.
A little bit of a mix-up.
Did you bruise that gin before you drank it, Sam, on the plane? Or
I didn't know.
Dad already bruised it all up for you?
No, you didn't know what you were doing.
I didn't know what I was doing. But, you know, when you're a kid and you're on a plane, you know, we didn't fly a lot when I was a kid. So I was so excited. I remember this vividly. I took the cup, which I thought was Sprite, and I went to slam it. You know, because it was a free Sprite. You never really got Sprite at home when you were that age. At least I didn't. Mm-hmm. So I went vertical with it, and it was definitely not Sprite. It was gin.
I've never been on an airplane with my parents, ever one time.
Neither have I.
My dad turned 93 today, Sam. Say happy birthday to Frank Parker out there for us, everybody.
Happy birthday, Frank. Let's go.
Yeah, but we never took – we'd take two-week vacations in a station wagon. I mean, very Griswold family truckster vibe. Two sisters and me, the five of us, we're going. We're going to Florida. Stop by way of Cincinnati and maybe Nashville.
Yep. I was never on a plane until I was an adult. So, yeah. So, Bills-Texans, here we go, week one. The Bills have been, I think Bulldog just said it, and I don't know different. 1.5 has been that number the entirety of the offseason since the schedule came out. What do you think?
I think it's a really good line. I make it Buffalo 2, so I don't have much of an edge. I didn't make a bet on the game. We've seen really good two-way on the total as well. Like, it opened 44.5, and the market is still basically 44.5. There's a 45 at MGM. But you have good support on both the over and the under and on the Bills and the Texans. What it comes down to, you're going to see the public take Buffalo because the public loves Josh Allen, especially in the regular season. And the wise guys, they love these really good defenses at home catching points. So it's a balancing act, of course, as it is financially all the time. You got good action, though. Like I said, you're going to see some support for Houston, definitely, from the sharp community. But that doesn't mean it's going to win. I do think Houston in a teaser, you know, through the 2, 3, 4, 6, and 7 is a really good leg. Like, I don't expect Buffalo to go in there and blow the doors off the Texans. So if you made me bet this game, I'd go, you know, Houston in a 6-point teaser from 1.5 up to 7.5. And I hope my bosses aren't listening. I'd go Carolina from +3 to +9 against the Bears.
That's a conspicuous line, I think. It's one of those. It's week one, right? I mean, it's week one, so there's a lot of this usually. But Chicago being only -3 after the year they just had. I mean, a lot of people are predicting regression for the Bears with what last season was. Not everyone. But the fact that that line is holding at three to me is a little weird.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this most of the summer. You know, they're a very trendy team, one of the sexiest teams in terms of like public, you know, just infatuation. I talked with John Murray. We just put a video up on social. We do a weekly video last 5 years or so about like sharp sides and public sides and all that. And he reiterated what 5 weeks ago, the Bears are the most public team in the NFL this year. They are so liable in so many different places to win the division, win the conference, win the Super Bowl. Caleb MVP is down to like 12 to 1, I saw. And yet the line hasn't moved off three. You know, like it's sitting right there for you. Just come on in, water's warm. All you got to do is win by more than three. And those are dangerous sides in week number one. You got to think about a couple things. Roma Dunze is already banged up, got a calf. They're saying he's questionable, but I don't know that he's out there. And also, this is really like underrated in terms of like how people handicap the NFL. Caleb is working with a brand new center for the first time against a real team. Like, it's one thing in the preseason when you play one series. It's one thing in practice when you're going up against your own defense. But this will be the first regular season game for Caleb Williams and Garrett Bradbury. And I think that's a big deal. I don't think the rhythm is there. Now, the Bears can be fine over time, but this looks like a layup. And in the NFL, those are always scary, boys.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With Sam Paniatovich jumping around the league here, our Dash Around the League is brought to you by Dash's Market, serving Western New York for more than 100 years. Shop the family of finer foods. Most interesting bet, or maybe your favorite bet on the slate, is what?
Minnesota. I laid one. You can still lay 1.5. I'll be honest with you guys, though, I hate laying 1.5 because if it lands 21-20, I want to jump out the window. Like, that's my least favorite line betting sports. So I can give you, let's just go Minnesota money. Find it -122 at FanDuel. Other books have -125. Like, I do think the extra 12 cents is worth it because if the team wins one and you're laying up, it's the worst feeling in the world. But to me, without Micah Parsons, Green Bay is sort of searching for its defensive identity. To me, he's worth more than what market says. And also, guys, look, Minnesota might have had the most remarkable season last year that nobody talks about. They went 9-8 without a quarterback. How does that happen? Well, you had a really good defense. You were top five in several categories. You were top 10 in almost every category. That defense is mean. And I'm a big Brian Flores guy. You know, maybe not the greatest head coach, elite defensive coordinator. And, you know, from the offensive side of the ball, they arguably have the best trifecta at receiver in the league. I mean, line up three guys better than Jefferson, Addison, and Juwan Jennings, who they just got from San Fran. Aaron Jones, versatile veteran back. And now you got Kyler Murray. You know, Call of Duty hasn't come out yet, so he's focused. I like O'Connell a ton, calling plays, you know, scheming things out. I think Minnesota is very undervalued, and the Packers are very overvalued in the market. So I would lay Minnesota moneyline -122 right now.
Similar to Buffalo, Houston, same spread. I told you I was in the room. I'm the room this week. I am so. If I told you my picks that we just did, you would hang up and never. You would disown our friendship, I think. Green Bay.
Well, I have the room. I can give you the top five public plays if you want.
I mean, I have it written right here because these are my picks, but I'm sure there'll be, hopefully there's at least one difference.
Okay, I'll go 5-1 in terms of popular. Number five is Dallas. Four is Chicago.
I have that too.
Okay, three is Arizona.
Oh, interesting. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Two is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Come on,
which is not really a surprise.
One has got to be Jacksonville.
One is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
At six, or is that pre the move today because of the Tua news?
So from five and up, five and a half, six.
All right,
everybody's betting against Atlanta.
Bulldogs in the room.
I'm in the room. I'm in the room twice.
You're in the room. I'm not.
I'm doubled up.
I don't have any.
I got both cheeks in the room.
I have double occupancy.
I thought, why wouldn't everybody be on Jacksonville?
It's a big number. I think, you know, the public doesn't really like to lay more than seven. We've sort of learned that over the years. That's really what it comes down to. It's not so much as it's Jacksonville against Cleveland. It's, I don't want to lay 8 or 9 or 10. You know, those are just spreads that people don't want to get involved with. Guys like to lay 1 and 2 and 3, and certainly around the 7, they like to lay 5 and 6. But I think it's just from a numbers standpoint, a lot of bettors don't love laying north of 7. That's all.
Bulldogs on Notre Dame, -44.5.
I I have no idea what to do there. I mean, the other team might not score. That's the thing. I mean, Notre Dame is just,
that's not great.
From a defensive standpoint, Rice might cross the 50 twice. And I didn't even mean to drop a bar right there. That was accidental to drop a rhyme on your show. Let's look at the Rice team total. 3.5. That's the team total for Rice.
Oh, no. So it's the total's like 48?
What do you do there, Bulldog? Over, under 3.5.
That's tough. One fumble and you win.
Right.
Or maybe two if you just kick a field goal.
Well, no, but this will be that game, though. Like, say, for example, you're on the Rice over 3.5. They're going to be down 45-0, and they're going to have 4th and goal at the 6 and bring out the field goal kicker. Like, that's what's going to happen.
That's how you get beat on that 1.5 that you dread, is the 2-point conversion, actually. Just thinking about that. Like, if that Green Bay-Minnesota game or even Bills-Texans team scores to get within 1 and goes for 2 for the win, because that's like in vogue, I think, you know, that's a tough loss on the spread. What do you think of Kentucky?
I love Kentucky.
Let's
I was going to give you that as my favorite. Yeah,
really?
I mean, look, yeah, well, I have two in college that I really like. One of them is Kentucky. I took 10.5. Market's mostly 10 right now, but look, like, Bama played a JV team last week in East Carolina. And the other team couldn't run the ball. I believe East Carolina had 2 rushing yards. That's not good, if you guys weren't aware. So now you got to go on the road, face an SEC team week 2 with a quarterback who's never started on the road. And look, Kentucky's got guys. I mean, they got NFL guys. Not as many as Alabama does, but Kentucky is really, really solid, I think, this year, especially in the trenches. And the key to this game to me is, can they keep this quarterback, Keelan Russell, the freshman at Bama, can they keep him in the pocket? Because he just kept, like, making plays, broken plays, like on the playground we used to do when we were kids, where he just, like, take off and run. And you can do that against East Carolina. You're not doing that in the SEC on the road. So if they can keep him in the pocket and bring the pressure, I think Kentucky could definitely cover 10.5. I also love when the head coach comes out and says, we are going to jam this building. I don't care if you have to sneak in a flask. We're going to make it uncomfortable. And I'm like, yep, I'm betting Kentucky now, because he is telling the fan base to sneak in and bring a flask. I love that.
What was the other game you liked, quickly?
Minnesota. Minnesota +1.5 at home against Mississippi State.
You and Minnesota.
I can't quit them. I can't.
They're wearing all yellow.
If anything, I'm loyal, guys.
Yes. Sam and the Gophers. Very good. Good luck this weekend, Sam. Thank you.
All right. I will enjoy Martini Friday. Take care.
All right. Just
vodka Martini Friday.
Maybe I'm the snob, right? Because if I go out and order a martini and they ask me, I'm like,
of course I mean gin.
That's what a martini is.
Yeah.
If you want to order, you know, what, a margarita, they don't ask you if you want vodka in it.
No, not usually.
That's just usually come on. Come on out there.
Tequila, yeah.